How to trick a new employee.
In many professions, it's common practice to play a joke on a new employee. One variety of these practical jokes is known as a fool's errand. This involves sending an employee to look for something that doesn't exist. A chocolate teapot, for example. Newbies are often too shy to question the request, or too young or inexperienced to realize it's a joke. Here are some more examples of fool's errands.
New cooks at restaurants are sometimes asked to go and find bacon stretchers, oven batteries, rooster eggs, or bird food for the cuckoo in the cuckoo clock.
In the Navy, sailors are asked to stand at the bow of the ship to look out for the mail boy that supposedly brings letters and parcels for people on board. Or they're given a mop and told to find and kill a plague of sea bats which have allegedly infested some portion of the ship.
Others will be told to go and fetch the captain's crank, which can be used to wind up the compass. Or they're sent off in search of smoke benders, sonar grease for when it sounds a bit squeaky, tuning pipes for the foghorn, or rubber flags for rainy days.
Builders have great fun with their new apprentices, sending them off to find all sorts of non-existent things, such as brass magnets, steep learning curves, electric bricks, and left-handed screwdrivers.
They may also be asked to look for tools made out of unlikely materials, such as glass hammers. Or they can be told to go and fetch a bucket of steam, a bubble for a spirit level, or a pot of tartan paint. A particular favorite is to tell them to find a hammer for. And when they ask, "What's a hammer for?" the prankster will answer, "For banging nails in the wall, you fool."
Another trick is to send the new employee to a hardware store to ask for a long wait. Shopkeepers who are in on the trick will then go to the back of the shop, presumably looking for the long wait, but really just relaxing or having a cup of tea. Eventually, the shopkeeper will come back and ask the customer whether the wait was long enough.
In the Army, an inexperienced soldier may be asked to get an ID-10T, which spells idiot. A Bravo Alpha 1100 November, which spells balloon, or a Sierra Tango 1, which spells stone. New recruits are also sent on errands to find left-handed grenades, shoelace repair kits, grid squares, and sparks for the fire.
What fun!